A group of about 30 Tibetan separatists stormed the forecourt of the Chinese Consulate General in Sydney during the demonstration on Wednesday afternoon. Some hurled stones at the glass door of the main building of the consulate, with one scaling a pole to pull down the Chinese national flag, which was flying at half-staff to mourn former Chinese top legislator Wang Li, who died last week. A woman assaulted and slightly injured a Chinese consulate officer who was trying to stop the mob from entering the compound. The violence lasted about 5 minutes before local police took control and made arrests. Deputy Consul General Tang Ying says they've made formal representations to the Australian government, demanding those arrested be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
This is an incident of odious nature which severely violates the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations and Vienna Convention on Consular Relations, other international conventions and laws in Australia, severely impairs China's national dignity, jeopardizes the safety of the Chinese Consulate General and its personnel, and posed a threat to them.
Tang has also demanded Australia take further measures to safeguard the security of the Chinese embassy and consulates in the country. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has issued a statement saying the Australian government takes seriously its obligations to protect the safety and dignity of foreign diplomatic and consular missions and condemns all forms of violent protest. Since 1959, the Dalai Lama and his separatists have engaged in a series of violent incidents. Wednesday's attack on the Chinese Consulate General in Sydney is just another in a long history of examples. Tang Ying says it shows the true nature of the Tibetan separatists.
The incident exposed the hypocrisy of the so-called non-violent policy advocated by the Dalai Lama clique and Tibetan separatists once again.
She also says Australian police have made a sincere apology to China and vowed to re-evaluate the work arrangements and measures taken at the scene.
Australian police have made clear that there's a lesson to learn from the incident, admitting they had underestimated the protest organizers' propensity for violence. They have promised to reevaluate the risk assessment before each demonstration.
10 people, 5 men and 5 women, were detained by the New South Wales police following the incident, including a 38-year-old woman who injured the Chinese consulate officer. A police spokesperson says 8 people have been charged with 3 crimes, including breaking into the protected embassy, tearing the Chinese national flag, and offending Chinese consular officials. For CRI, I'm Xi Zhi.